happen.
Most everything you have now, if you ever want to get rid of it, you know, if you have a car and you want to sell it, then you usually have to sell it at less than what you
What? That's right. Sure. Sure. You hear folks say, well, I sure did lose on selling that car. I swapped. Hear some say, well, I made good. Swap mine off of so-and-so, and I paid so much for it, and he'd give me a lot of service, you know, while I was using it.
Okay, if something's too expensive, or you might think it's not worth what they're asking for, you might just pass it up and say, I don't want that because
it's too high. Mm-hmm. It's too high. I don't need it. I ain't glad to have it.
If you run out of sugar or something, you know, you might run next door and ask if
can you loan me a cup of sugar? Mm-hmm. I want to borrow that cup of sugar.
Right.
I've always heard folks say it was bad luck to go to anybody's house and tell them you want to borrow some salt. You just go there and get some. When they get out, to come back in. They come back to your house. I have heard now. I don't know whether there's any sign to it or not.
I hadn't heard that. Yeah. I like to hear things.
Yeah, they say.
Like that, you know.
That we mom used to send us. She said, "Go ahead and tell so and so to send me a cup of sugar, and when I get some, I'll send it back." And I always heard folks say it was bad enough to borrow salt. I mean, not sugar, salt.
Mhm. Mhm.
See, that's when you get out, and mom have sent us that. They said, well, tell your mom don't bring it back when I get out. I'll send over there and get some. Something like that. But you know what I said? I said, well, the colored folks got all the sign and the white folks got all the money.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
During wartime, I guess, is more so than now, gasoline had to be rationed out.
That's right. Everything was rationed. You couldn't get much sugar and you couldn't get much flour. You know, you had to get it on with stamps or something. You just couldn't get much of nothing. Mm-hmm. It was just rationed.
Have you ever had, like maybe when you was a little girl, maybe your children had them, like, something
that would
slide down the hill.
What are we calling them?
What do you do if you coast lying down, like you get on the ground and just coast down it?
What?
If you just coast down the hill. Well, I don't know.
Slide down. Get on the slide.
Yeah.
Lord, that's this.
Okay, we were talking about, coasting down a hill. We got through with that.
We call them slides, what we used to call slide down a hill.
All right, if you jump into the water and you land on your stomach, you know, like when you dive into the water, you don't want to land on your stomach. You want to go in head first. But what do you call it when you jump in and you land on your stomach?
Well, I just don't know. What you call that?
Well, we see.
Do you swim? You don't call it swimming, because you ain't swimming then.
Belly buster or something.
I guess it is belly buster by the little thing you can get. Yes, sir.
Did your children have a place around here where they could go swimming in the summertime?
Yes, but none of them couldn't swim.
They couldn't?
No, they were never learned to swim. I don't guess none of them can swim, but I don't wreck. Now, I got grandchildren who can swim, but mine didn't swim. Somebody used to ask me, said, can you swim? I said, it's just like throwing a big rock over in a pond. You'll never see it no more. You know, you throw a rock in the pond. Can you swim?
I used to. I could a little bit.
Yeah. Well, can Mr.